Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm a little worried about us, ladies and gentlemen. I am. I heard about what happened last night in District 7, which is one of the Republican Party reorganization events. And the Republican Party is in need of major overhaul in North Dakota. There's no doubt about that. And that frustration has bubbled up with some folks who, I'm not sure they care about the Republican Party more than they care about screaming at people. And so they really irritate me to no end as well, to the point where this bubbled up last night in District 7. I assume most folks in the audience, if they're anywhere around Bismarck Mandan, know the story of Klaus Lemke. Klaus is a longtime Republican volunteer activist. I mean, the guy's raised more money for the party. He has done more things for elections and recruiting candidates. He's been a longtime volunteer at the legislature. I mean, I could go on for a week about Klaus Lemke. And I understand he's a little on the weather. I wouldn't have invited him to come on the show today just to tell you what happened at this District 7 meeting. So he's a first-generation immigrant from Germany, right? And I have confirmed from several sources that there were individuals that call themselves Bastiats, which we've had that conversation for a while. Whether they do or they don't, I don't care. If they are, you know, bona fide members of the Republican Party, that's what a district reorganization meeting is for. And this is why I'm critical of the Republican Party, because I think Rick Berg and others who are busy sending fundraising emails to people who go, delete, 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 because they say if there was a Republican Party in North Dakota, this kind of vitriol wouldn't be happening at these district reorg meetings. So there's plenty of blame to go around. But here's my deal, and I'm not going to call myself blameless in this as well. I get regular text, emails, comments from people say, why are you so hard on the Bastiats? And I say, well, I don't know what a Bastiat is. I think it has something to do with Rick Becker on Facebook, showing off his multiple homes and the wealth that a baby or a plastic surgeon brings. Whatever, it's America. I don't have any problem with wealth, but it's just a little weird. And then he chaired this Bastiat deal and kind of was the ringleader. And I think there was a coup d'état, and now Ole Larson is there, and he's backed off. But they still call themselves Bastiats. Which, listen, folks, if I can give anybody any advice, whether you think the Bastiats have done fabulous or done horrible and are vile and mean, change the name, start fresh. You're doing no good. You're doing no good. You have been captured by people, good people in many cases, you have captured, okay? So in other words, these radical, vile folks that just hate the Republican Party and they go make the rules of the game. You know, they go to a meeting at the, for instance, annual convention, and they say, we're going to have a purist Bastiat-like platform. And if anybody strays one moment from the platform, then their head's cut off. You know, I don't think I meant literally, Kev.
We can't have that.
I'm talking figuratively. It's kind of a Bastiat area deal. It's a little Napoleonish. But, you know, it's a very odd thing to call yourself if you are a conservative. Now, if you like what's in a platform, that's great. And I think a lot of people, what happens is they don't pay attention to the platform because they know it influences very little about elections. But, you know, the smart, snickery people who are sucking in good people who don't know any better think there's a bunch of rhinos in the legislature. They're brought into that game, and it just becomes a shouting fest. What have we become, folks? What have we become? This is awful. This is absolutely awful. So Klaus Lemke, last night, District 7 meeting, called by these Bastiats a effing Nazi. And he was shouted down to go back to Germany. What have we become? If I was one of those individuals that got wrapped up in that, I would immediately resign from District 7, Republican. You know, whatever your position, and I would apologize profusely, and I'll say, I am sorry, that's ugly. And by the way, this isn't just Bastiats. This just isn't just the more conservative members of the Republican Party. I want to give you an example of the North Dakota conservative advocates, led by Amber V. I always mess up her last name. V. Bieto, I think. But Amber and Margo and Sandy, three ladies, mom, Sandy Sanford, they scored many legislative victories on behalf of long-term care residents, on behalf of moms, just furious about what schools have done to their children. They have stood up for common sense, and they did it with kindness. They did it with compassion and knowing the challenges that are there. They maneuvered a very... Look, our legislature has done some great things. I'm going to write a column about this for the Forum newspapers this weekend. All the good stuff doesn't get talked about. And you've got 141 legislators in the 67th District Assembly who do good work. And the way you do what you do as a legislator is you go and say, here's a proposal. Here's a proposal. Let's fight it out. Let's see. You got a compromise. Because, you know, will the governor sign that? Will the governor not sign that? Do we have enough votes? Override a veto? It's a constant game. Rich Wardner, very good at it. Chet Pollard, newer at the game. So the Senate wins more than the House at this point. But well-intentioned. These are business people in the case of Chet Pollard. Rich Wardner, a longtime, teacher and coach. Skill sets perfectly matched for compromise. Okay? And that's what the legislative process is. Now, if you don't like it, run for office. That's what elections are for. But take a hard stop on this ridiculous. And by the way, I don't think it's a lot of people. I think it's a small group of people. Jared Hendricks should be ashamed of how he acts. And Jared's a nice guy. He can be a very nice guy. He's whining last night that he wasn't allowed into District 7. And I'm going, oh, you're not a District 7 voter. You've got 250 people there. They've had people voting in these district meetings that weren't actually from the district. So you've got to have some rules. I mean, aren't we as Republicans worried about voter integrity, about election integrity? What I would worry that Jared Hendricks would do with his lofty position with the Bastiats and this little game they're playing and sucking in good people in every district and telling them, get rid of those rhinos. Is I would say, wow, I wasn't in the room. I don't much care, but I do care what happened in that room. It is despicable. You better stand up. Now, let me join the crowd. First of all, are there rhinos in the legislature? Absolutely. When you have a supermajority of Republicans and Democrats can meet in a phone booth, folks, there's going to be all flavors of Republicans. That's why you have an election. So a good, hard-working, freedom-loving, constitution-respecting, founding father-like figures say, I don't like my senator or my representative, so I'm going to run for office and see if I can gather enough support to say, this person is more liberal than we deserve as a district. That's how you affect change. You don't run around and call people effing Nazis and secretly play all these games. Charles Tuttle, an outsider, Jared Hendricks, an outsider, not from here. Doesn't mean they can get involved, but these people obviously don't have North Dakota values. In the case of Charles Tuttle, court records will tell you everything you need to know there, as well as social services. They belong not leading a mob with the pitchfork and torches. Okay. Now, let me join the crowd and apologize for my words yesterday, because I'm the first to say I don't do this perfectly. None of us do. I listened back to the show last night, and I was very critical of Dean Bresciani, the president of NDSU. And I became very frustrated. My ire about Senate Bill 2030, which is good work by Yana Murdahl and a supermajority in the House and Senate to say challenge grants are a good thing for all of higher ed, the public higher ed institutions. They, of course, carve out UMary because they're insanely jealous of the success UMary does with a lot less dollars and a lot less tuition. And higher graduation rates and all that, meeting kids where they are. The online learning at NDSU has issues, okay? But anyway, the challenge grants are a good thing for all of higher ed. So Yana Myrtle says, look, we've been fighting for 10 years against NDSU taking a grant from Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood says they're doing sex ed, but what it is they're giving pornography in the form of a book to 8- and 9-year-olds. I'm sorry, I get mad at that. I get mad that any taxpayer-funded entity would partner with a evil, baby-killing Planned Parenthood. Look it up. Look how much money they generate from that. There's no good in Planned Parenthood. They do no good. Every dollar you give them for anything helps exterminate a kindergarten-sized class in downtown Fargo every single week. If you're for that, I'm going to fight to the death every time. I just am. But I can do that, too, as a happy warrior. And I was quite critical of Dean Bresciani, mostly because I've been battling this on the radio for 10 years. 90 legislators sent Dean Bresciani a letter and said, don't do this. And he has caved to tenured faculty. And you know what? That's dangerous. We need a reform of tenured faculty. They are the ones to blame. Dean Bresciani has to pick his battles. Sadly, because he became a national figure on academic freedom, he decided to be still invited to all these conferences. That, how great are you? I've got from very good sources in academia that say, look, you've got to look to be fighting on these things. You can't not fight for academic freedom. But, you know, the academic world, I pull in every tenured professor and say, here's the deal. 90 legislators wrote me a letter, and they want me to get rid of one program with Planned Parenthood. Should I defy them, or do you think this is going to come back to hurt NDSU in numerous ways? Have a conversation with these people. And then, if they are so vitriolic and so determined to have Planned Parenthood money, maybe the next time their contract comes up, you say bye-bye. So my ire should probably be directed at woke professors that are tenured and suggest a reform of the system, because Dean Bresciani has good traits. He's fought a lot of battles, and he's done a good job. He's got more to do. He has the cocoon of Fargo business people that save him every time he's in trouble. But I didn't need to be as hard on him as I was yesterday. So for that, I apologize. All right, now the fun stuff. A little garage logic coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to salute moms on What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So today, a little garage logic. Full disclosure, I'm in the bunker, guys. I'm in the garage getting ready for the grad party.
Was it something you said? Or oh, grad party. Oh, sure.
You're right. And I'm a little under the weather today. I thought maybe I was getting the vid yesterday, but my doctor said it's just kind of a nasty flu. So
I think it's that time of year, too.
I haven't gotten sick in, I don't think, 3 years. It's really weird. So
it's that change of season. The snow mold's blowing around. And
My wife just had a look on her face like, yeah, good one. I think you go to bed when you got a sniffle, you know what I mean? Anyway, because I'm in the garage, I want you to meet three furry friends that are an important part of our life today. I'm also going to show off on Facebook our new floor from Decorative Concrete Solutions, Todd and his crew. Every grad party, this is our third we've had in the garage. You try to do a little tweak here and there. And so we added one of those decorative concrete floors. Oh, it's so fun. And it cleans up so much better. Just got tired of the concrete dust coming in and everything else. So kind of cool. And he did a nice job. So I'll show you that off, too, on the Facebook. Okay, our lunch specials today at PetroServe USA, where they have the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience, a pulled pork or French dip sandwich, a meatloaf dinner. Okay, pulled pork or the French dip sandwich is in Valley City, exit 292. Meatloaf dinner today in Harwood. Salisbury steak on NP Avenue. Beef stroganoff in Glendon. Can you believe these meals? 12th Avenue North, and the breakfast tater tot hot dish. And here's the deal. Sometimes at a convenience store or whatever, even the supermarket deli thing, you go there, look and say, what is that, like a science project? This is great food. This is great food. It is freshly made. The staff is friendly. You can't even believe it. So grab and go convenience, home cooking, PetroServe USA. There you go, dear. This is good. Could you bring in the... Yeah, you want the meatloaf? Okay, the meatloaf is in Harwood. So you got to zip up north on I-29. All right, so my wife Maria is going to bring in a couple of furry friends to meet here. And then we'll get to the phones. A lot of people are waiting to go. But I thought since I'm home, I would introduce you to these cute buddies of mine. And they usually get excited when they've been outside for a while, so in the kennel. So I think they'll be pretty excited. But let's see here. Hi, guys. How are you? Hutsy boy. Hutsy, are you hungry? You want to eat? Hi, Finn boy. Yeah, what do you need? Huh? Yeah. Of course, they're not barking. They usually bark, 24/7. Aren't you happy to see me? Yeah. Oh, come here. Come here. Hudson, you want to eat? Oh, he does. Okay. Finny boy, you need a scratch? Yeah. You want to eat? Yeah. Okay. They're attacking me. I should have this video, but they say hi.
We want to eat.
There goes the sheep-a-doodle. He's herding right now. He's trying to herd Maria into giving him stuff. Yep. Hudson boy, how you doing? So Hudson is a labradoodle. Finn is a sheep-a-doodle. And Herbie is old, is what he is. But we love him. He's a Bichon Terrier. He was a rescue dog. Actually, Hudson was too. So school time. Okay, off to school, boys. They're going to Yuppie Puppy, so we don't have any.
I clearly heard Hudson say he wants a Denver omelet with a side of hash browns and an orange juice. I clearly heard that right there.
You heard the PetroServe USA commercial.
He did.
Yeah. Nice knowing you, boys. Okay, time to go. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Get to the phones. By the way, today is all about a tribute to your mom, and we're going to give away three or four MyPillow winners a week. I'm sorry, a day, an hour. Sorry. Three or four this hour, three or four next hour. Three ways for you to tell us a story about your mom and give your mom a shout-out. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Todd is mounting his text, too. It's 701-226-8503. We'll have one text winner. We'll have one caller on the phone. You can call Kevin at 271-1100. Kev, can you take calls for me here because it's...
I can today. Yeah. Yep, we're good.
Right. 271-1100, and then also 258-0550, or the 24/7 Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum hotline. Tell me a mom isn't a buffalo that goes into the storm. Probably shouldn't call mom a buffalo. You might get less for dinner. But I'm saying moms have that buffalo spirit. Well, they just go into every storm. They have to. They have no choice. They eat last. They grind themselves down to the bone. Moms are awesome. So tell me a story about your mom. I'm doing this so we can all think about our moms and have actually a day beyond the normal time we do this on Friday to think about our moms and get her something nice. You know, get her something nice. And maybe you can give her the MyPillow stuff too. So 855-200-1776. No waiting for your comment. You just leave a message and we'll air it. 855-200-1776. Who's first, Cal?
Who do we have first here? We have, let's see. I thought you had that there, but never mind. I'm just
wait a second. Will you take the call?
Absolutely, I will do that. We have Jan and Bismarck on the District 7 election. Jan, what's on your mind?
Well, I was present at the meeting last night. I had not intended to run for an office. But when the meeting started, I did make a motion that we caucus at large as allowed in the North Dakota Century Code, and I was told that I cannot make a motion, even though I am a member of the district. We challenged it, and they just plain shut us down. They did not let us make a motion, even though it was seconded. They did not act upon it. We did not have the current chairman running the meeting, and it wasn't the vice chairman that replaced him in his stead. They picked somebody else out of the district to run the meeting. We found numerous irregularities. And as far as someone calling anyone a Nazi, it was not a personal jibe at anyone. We had someone there that was trying to record for Facebook, a Facebook Live, and the way that he was shut down and shut out, he said, was Nazi-like. And it was not the members of District 7 that did it. It was an outside observer. And as far as trashing Jared Hendricks, I personally invited him to come to the meeting as an experienced committee person. He is the chair of District 38. And
I understand, ma'am, but there are rules, and I have no idea what the rules are, so I'm guessing somebody can point to you the rules. Yeah.
I know the bylaws. I have the bylaws. I've read the bylaws. I did not want to get shut down by someone that was making up stuff as they were going.
Should somebody have called Klaus Lemke an effing Nazi? Do you think that was a good idea to go back to Germany? Do you think that you wanted to...
You were not there, Scott. You were not there, and you did not hear how it went down.
I understand it wasn't. Did somebody call Klaus Lemke, ma'am? I gave you a full minute to tell me what you wanted to talk about. And you disagree with the rules. Great. That's great. I'm asking you if you would denounce Klaus Lemke being called an effinazi and to go back to Germany. Simple as that. And I hear you defending the position and saying, hey, they didn't follow the rules, so I guess we can yell at people?
I'm not defending anyone, calling anyone any names.
You never heard that.
I am not defending anyone.
Oh, okay.
Never
well,
would.
Good. I just started there, but I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to the next one. I got to keep rolling here. Ma'am, I'm out of time. You want to call back, 855-200-1776. Full bank of calls, so call back. I'll give you over a minute. Who's next, Kev?
Jennifer and Bismarck on the
name
same topic,
town.
District 7. Jennifer
name
and Bismarck.
Go.
Hi, yes. I was at district, and just like Jan said, exactly what happened. I am part of the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, along with Help Freedom North Dakota, and we want to make change for our children and our grandchildren. And we have to start at the most level that we can is in our district. And what happened last night was a disgrace. They called cops on people. They wouldn't let anyone in from other districts, even though there is a district reorganization happening, so people that are in a different district might be in District 7, and they wanted to also review what was happening. I am embarrassed about what happened in District 7 last night.
All right, I appreciate you calling. And by the way, there's bylaws and there's rules. So just all I know is there a lot of this stuff is really spelled out, and I would encourage everybody to read it. And if there was some violation, just let me know.
Brought in Tammy and Kristen.
Well, great event. That was a Health Freedom event. That doesn't mean everything is done perfectly. I mean, that doesn't mean people aren't being told these are the rules when they aren't the rules. And bringing in two mask ladies who I love and were fantastic and should be heard because of their facts doesn't mean you don't shut down a meeting when somebody says, F a Nazi, go back to Germany. My gosh. And I'd hope that the supporters of, the Bastiats and Reform would start with that on the program today. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them.
The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The state house voted 66-43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Lester says, happy birthday, Marsha Munson. Marsha Munson's a mom, too, a good mom. He's got the cutest grandkids on the planet Earth, I'll tell you that right now. And her husband, Ray Munson, he tried to retire, what, 10 years ago, maybe 15? He can't retire. He's the best builder and home fixer-upper. Those are good folks. So, Marsha, happy birthday to you. Also, wanted to tell you a little bit about some moms today. I have my first MyPillow winner. It's a text. Listen to this. My mom is super fantastic. My dad passed away while I was a junior in high school, and my baby sister was just a first grader. Somehow my mother found the courage and strength to hold our family together all this time. Wow. All right, MyPillow winner there right now. Go to MyPillow.com and go shopping. Can you hear Herbie barking?
I can.
I put him in the house, and he knows I'm in here. He knows I'm in the garage, and he wants out. He's a royal pain in the rear. Does anybody else have dogs that are royal pain in the rear? Gosh almighty. See, the other two went to school. He's a little too old for school. Freak him out.
Yep, that's the thing.
It's garage logic today, folks. Getting ready for the grad party. I'm doing the show from home. So, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, brought to you today by Newsmax. In just a moment, we're going to talk to the White House correspondent for Newsmax. Can you imagine being in this White House and being from Newsmax? It's not fun. But just last week, President Trump said that Newsmax was really good. Oh, that probably means they're going to move to the back of the, you know, they're going to put in a cellar at the White House now. A lot of folks agree with President Trump, by the way. 30 million Americans are regularly watching it. Wow, it's 10% of the United States population. It's incredible. I watch Newsmax all the time. Would that be 10%? No, that's 1%. Right? 30 million to 300 million. Sorry, I was told there'd be no math. I watch Newsmax all the time. I go to Newsmax.com for headlines throughout the day. I love Newsmax shows. Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsay Keith. Weekends are great. Huckabee's on. Dick Morris is on. Michelle Malkin. And they're never afraid to report real news. I love it. So join President Trump on this. Start tuning in today. Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want to switch if they don't put Newsmax on. That's most smart TVs, Samsung, Sony, LG, or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. You can, too. Start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel because Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, boatload of phone calls here, so let's get to those first here. And somebody texted me wanting to know more about Mike Lindell's event Monday in Mitchell, South Dakota at the Corn Palace. I apologize if I'm distracted because I want to go strangle Herbie right now, just so you know. But I'm on the air and my cord isn't long enough, Kev. But I'll keep talking so you can't hear it. Corn Palace, Monday. Doors open at 4. Events at 6. Mike Lindell, Brandon House, who's been behind all of the election integrity exposés, and don't forget the documentaries, Absolute Proof, Absolute Interference. Watch the movies. If you don't, I question whether you're a patriot. It'll make you feel better and understand why you had a gut instinct that was correct on election night. And watch Arizona and watch some of these other things that are going on, okay, with the recounts. Just watch it close. That's all I'll say. So it's Mike Lindell, it's Brandon House, it's Joe Piscopo, and it's Eric Metaxas. Monday, 6 o'clock. Call the Corn Palace, get your tickets. Don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right.
Of all the names you could have said that's going to be there, Joe Piscopo would have been the last one I thought you'd bring up. But, hey.
Well, he's a good conservative.
Yeah, he is good a good conservative.
And he's also, I understand, a good performer? Is he singing or something? Because he's going to...
Oh, no, he's Saturday Night Live. Yeah, he's a comedian. Saturday Night Live.
Well, I knew that.
He does Sinatra. Yeah, he does Sinatra.
Oh, okay. So I didn't remember the singing part. So he's entertaining the crowd from 4 to 6. So once you get in...
Awesome.
It's great. Oh, shoot. We had somebody call about Socrates, and I pushed the wrong button here. I'm sorry. Call back about Socrates from Minnesota and an event coming up May 15th, okay? Very sorry. 855-200-1776. Kimmy in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go, Kimmy.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you, do you agree with what the Democrats did in Michigan in the 2020 election where they barred Republican poll watchers from watching the poll count?
I certainly do not, no.
Okay, so if that's the case, then why is it okay for District 7 to bar Charles Tuttle and Jared Hendricks from watching and making sure that it was fair and that they did not run over their own constituents?
I asked a question. First of all, I would assume everybody there from District 7 is capable of taking care of themselves. And, you know, Jared Hendricks is from a different district. I assume Charles Tuttle is. And they, you know, they can go to their district meetings and not be the puppeteers for some well-meaning people that are there. So I don't think you need them. Second of all, my understanding, I asked the question because to me it's a bad look, right? It's a bad look to have, you know, North Dakota Nice should be let anybody in. But my understanding is the room was full. And there has been cases documented where people voted in district reorganization meetings that were not from the districts. Very hard to manage that. So the idea was, let's just make sure only people from District 7 are in there so they can actually have election integrity. So I think that's perfectly fine.
Who Jared Hendricks and Charles Tuttle are, if they had tried to vote, it's not like anybody, like nobody would have known that.
I would find new leaders. I would find new leaders, ma'am. I'd find new leaders. You have no credibility with these two leading the group. No credibility whatsoever.
Let me talk. There are rules and there are bylaws. We know them. You've admitted you don't. There also is morality, and it is morally wrong to keep people out so that you can railroad over your constituents.
Yeah. I think anybody in there, if your argument is the District 7 Republicans are not capable of defending themselves, I would say, wow, it's time for new people to be wanting to influence the process in District 7, number one.
That's not my argument, but the reality is that they got railroaded and keeping those people out.
Well, they're not from District 7, and my understanding is because of the election integrity issues in other districts, they only wanted District 7 people in there. I am amazed, once again, somebody that's defending this process. Excuse me?
It's because they were afraid of losing their power. It was quite clear that that's what the reason was.
Well, why couldn't they lose their power with the District 7 Republicans that were in the room voting? Right? I mean, you don't need people from a different district to help people lose power. You vote.
They were intentionally keeping people out who had more experience with district reorg meetings.
Well, I mean, everybody should have studied that before they went. And you're right,
they,
I wasn't
they
there.
They allowed people from outside the district in who were on their side. But people who were not on their side, they did not allow in.
Well, that's not a good look.
And that
I would tell you that's not a good look. If that in fact happened, I wouldn't like it. But I know there's bylaws and I know there's rules, and I'm told by people I respect and have been part of this process for decades that they were followed to the letter of the law last night. So that's what I'm told. If I'm wrong, show me chapter and verse where I'm wrong. Happy to correct it. But once again, somebody defending this despicable event last night in District 7 reorg without saying a word about Klaus Lemke, a first-generation immigrant being called an effing Nazi and told to go back to Germany. Start there, and we'll have longer conversations.
Honestly, I'd like to see your source for that because I don't.
There's many sources. Many sources, not one. Many. All right. Appreciate the call.
Right. Well, if you could tell us what it is on air, I would appreciate that.
If I could tell you what, sorry.
If you could tell us one of them on air, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, people don't necessarily want their name on it, but did it happen or didn't happen? you're telling me it didn't, then I would ask others, just text me and say it happened or it didn't. Multiple people have said I heard it from somebody, and I said, did this actually happen on social media? And was told by many people it did. Socrates in Minnesota. I didn't know Socrates was alive. What's on your mind, Socrates?
I wanted to tell you about this event that we're having May 15th. Most states were calling it a rally. In Minnesota, they won't grant us a permit to have a rally, so we're calling it a protest. And it's a peaceful protest. And so most states, I think we have 42 states last I heard. We have multiple events in most states. And so we have Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Florida. I mean, we have tons of states. If you go on www.freedom515.com / and then you can find it, or you can go on Facebook, search Freedom 515, and then search your state, and you can find an event near your location. But it's you know, we say that it's not Republican or Democrat, it's conservative, but it's you know, it's about liberty versus tyranny. You know, all the government overreach, all the extensions of executive power, and all kinds of stuff like that. So we're having one in Bemidji, one in Duluth, one in Rochester, one in Minneapolis, and that's what I know for Minnesota. And then there's one in South Dakota at the Watertown courthouse. And so, yeah, I guess that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
I don't appreciate it.
I just went on to say quick, Scotty, all across the country. Yeah, every state it looks like, if you go to freedom515.com. Looks like an interesting thing, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. May 15th is when that is happening.
Yep,
that's great.
515, yep.
All right, back to the phones, back to the text, rather. I'm disappointed and disgusted with you, Scott. You're acting like a complete fool. Confession tonight, find a good priest. Wow. That's never necessarily a good look to tell somebody else at all. Here's the deal. Again, I started this by saying we just got to realize that when you're screaming at each other, you're accomplishing nothing. And somebody else just said, Charles Tuttle's website, check it out. I've seen him. I mean, he calls people ridiculous names. He's done that to me. He's not a good leader in this effort. There are others involved in it. They're all, like, kind of cute behind the scenes, and they send texts, and they try all their little games. And what they're doing is sucking in good people. They really believe, you know, these ladies calling, they want change. There's good people there. There really is. They're naive to the process. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But when you are calling a first-generation immigrant a effing Nazi, it's time for a hard reset, folks. All right? Texter says, hey, Scott, the time for being nice to these rat bastards is over. Quit defending these scumbags. Klaus Lemke is a piece of S-H-I-T. Talk about needing confession. But if I don't appreciate people suggesting it to me, and by the way, I go every week because I'm a Saturday Mass guy. Just have a good little introspection here. You know, Donald Trump brought some of this to the Republican Party, which I think was good, right? A level of fight. But, you know, I think also having fight is getting a power and then the fortitude to fight, right? Donald Trump got elected. So he could battle, and he did about everything he could. Most of these people that are trying to affect change are egomaniacs. Pardon me, but they're consumed with their own power. They've never accomplished anything. What has this caucus accomplished legislatively? Is the work of a legislator to compromise, to find, you know, governance? And if you get frustrated year after year after year, what do? You say, I'm going to run for office. You don't run around and try and play these games at the party. But I will say this, Republican Party is causeless. The Republican Party is the reason Donald Trump became president. And the Republican Party in North Dakota is flat out worthless. It's flat out worthless. You got a lot of good Republicans, but the party apparatus caused all this. So they're not blame-free in this either. I understand the frustrations. Just be civil, people. Holy buckets.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at Red Drilling. What's the perfect person? Yeah. What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? Your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, 16. Our CDL drivers at 22. So they're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting 50 to 70 hours a week. Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What is with these people out there in Bismarck? They're calling the poor man a Nazi just because he has a German accent? I mean, these sound just like the liberals. Liberals, if they can't get their way, they resort to name-calling. If they can't do that, then they'll start using profanity, which is completely stupid in my estimation. And if they can't do that, then they pick up the nearest thing, like a lead pipe, and try to wrap it around your head.
Or burn down your business, or whatever.
Well, that's why I started at the beginning of the hour, just saying, what have we become? We're becoming them, right? We're becoming them. It's just, and I'm amazed at the people calling to defend. Look, I think there are Republicans in the legislature. There are things that happen in the legislature that I think are way too, they're milquetoast, barely Republican conservative. I mean, the governor is as conservative I'd like, certainly on values issues, right? And you can't just be a fiscal conservative and say you're conservative. That's not the values of North Dakota. There's plenty not to like. I'm just saying, when you become this mean, they need to listen to Jack at Twitter. Did you see what he said? Jack at Twitter. He's got this new thing now. Kevin, just so you know, if you type a tweet, okay, before you push send, you should look at it, review it, and ask yourself if it's mean. Mean. And then okay. If it is, don't send it. That's what Jack said. You know, I find that kind of funny. Where's the church lady anyway? Where is she? Is she around at all?
The church? I know you're thinking of. Here.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah. The reason it's special is because I didn't hear old Jack at Twitter during the Trump years saying any of that. All right? But I don't like the argument. I don't like the argument, oh, they do it too. And that's what I'm hearing from people today. Just take a deep breath. And by the way, folks, I've been at this game, the radio game, long enough. I know when you got a loud mob and when you have an actual consensus. And judging by the success in the legislature of the Bastiats, which mark me as one that will about, I'm going to make a prediction here. The Bastiats will soon be defunct. There won't be a Bastiat. They'll call themselves something different. A product of the fact they know they're ineffective. And there's good people who are Bastiats. Let me name a few. Ole Larson. I think Jeff Mangrum, look what he did on Facebook. He fought that battle on Facebook. Good guy. Jeff Hoverson. Pastor Jeff Hoverson, right? Ole, Pastor Jeff Hoverson, Jeff Mangrum. These are God-fearing people. They don't run around screaming at people. All right? I mean, look at Luke Simons. A lot of this is over the Luke Simons deal. I said 100 times. Luke Simons shows 1 ounce of humility, 1 ounce, and says, you know what? Right or wrong? Never mind what those girls said, and you can believe it, you cannot. Obviously, they felt the, wrong. I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm going to show a little compassion and mercy here and say I'm sorry. Guess what would happen? He would still be in the legislature. You cannot run around and scream at people and snap at people and think you're going to be effective. You're not going to be effective. You're not going to be effective. Period. End of statement. All right. I got all kinds of texts on moms, and so we're going to get to that next hour. Why don't I just bring in our Newsmax correspondent, Emerald Robinson. I just want to start with her. We're not going to get to all this today. We'll have it on our After the Show and the Teddy Talk. She's Newsmax correspondent in the White House. And I hope you're getting battle pay, Emerald, because what can it be like being from Newsmax, a conservative entity fighting the cancel culture, and being in the White House press room? What's that like? Wow, how's it going?
Well, I'll tell you, they find every way to make sure those questions don't get asked. The availability is extremely limited. I'm relegated to about one time in the briefing room every 2 weeks. And as of yet, outside of that press conference, if you really want to call it that, that Joe Biden had at the White House a few weeks ago, they put us way in the back behind pool cameras. So we knew we weren't going to get a question, which I didn't expect that. I mean, we've had no access to the president. So we have to find every way we can to, ask the questions we can and try to hold them accountable.
So, and when you get called on as any correspondent of the White House briefing room, that's predetermined, right? So you can't, shout out a question. Obviously, proximity-wise makes that difficult, number one. And number two, you're called on, right?
Yeah, you're called on. And I will say of Jen Psaki, every time I've been in there, she has called on me. And when I ask a follow-up question, she'll usually take it. The last time I was in there, I asked her a question, and she made sure to move off of me and wouldn't answer or wouldn't allow me to ask any more questions. But by and large, she's always called on me and allowed me to have follow-ups, which is good.
Has she had to circle back to you anytime recently?
Well, she told me she'd circle back on a couple things, and I follow up, and I've gotten no answers. I know that surprises everyone.
Wait a minute. The circle back is just for the cameras? They're not actually a circle back?
No circling back. And I've made a pointed effort to come back to them. And I'll tell you something else. Jen Psaki always answers my emails, but only to add someone else on her team who's supposed to answer my question when I email a question to her to, get a response from the administration, make sure, we're talking to them about, certain questions and stories we've got that we're reporting. And every person to date that she has pushed me off on, not a single one has gotten back to me.
Shocking.
No matter how many times I've got up there.
I know that's
just shocking.
So bizarre. it's one of the values of being at the White House as a White House correspondent, as Emerald is for Newsmax, is building sources within the executive branch and the complex. And usually it's on background, but you can at least dig a little bit. Do you get any kind of cooperation outside of the press office from sources, Emerald?
Look, there's hardly anyone on complex. The ones who are, we don't see them. In the Trump administration, they were coming out doing television hits. They were just kind of moving around the complex. Also, there were more off-the-record briefings where they would bring in groups of reporters, and we'd have at least
none
an opportunity to...
None of that, of course. They're woke. They're woke. They're shut down. They're in COVID mode. More coming up at 179. Salute your mom!
There's hot tubs, and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should, too. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Online at Hot Spring Spas and pool tables, too.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.